Adam Steer.
Nice. Really, really nice.
On ABC Radio Darwin and on the ABC Listen app.
Now, Lord Mayor, you want to create a Ponciana Avenue in Darwin. What exactly is that?
Drive around and have a look currently all the Poncianas flowering around Darwin and the East Point in Totem Road. These are magnificent trees, and most importantly, not only the beauty of the flowers, but they don't fall down in cyclones. We didn't lose any Poncianas during Cyclone Marcus. They stood up. So it's a beautiful tree. It's a great tree. It provides a big canopy which can cover avenues, and when the wet comes or the build-up comes, they flower. I'd love to see an avenue of Poncianas. I'd love to see an avenue of golden showers as well. Like in other states, they've got jacaranda avenues. Why can't we have a tropical tree avenue here in Darwin? Kirruth Avenue sounds a good avenue. You can put Poncianas as you go towards the high school.
Yeah, okay. Murray from Berrima has called. G'day, Murray. How are you going?
Yes, very well, thanks.
Now, what do you say about the Ponciana Avenue proposal?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? It's an introduced tree. It's regarded by many as a weed. In fact, council out at East Point have spent money getting rid of them in the back area of that forest area, leaving them at the front because the tourists do want them because of this weediness. Does the mayor consider that we do not have enough or the right type of native trees to warrant putting in an avenue, that we have to go to an introduced tree?
Mayor?
The same applies to the golden shower.
Yeah, okay. So both the golden shower and Ponciana introduced species. Mayor, would you consider some native plants instead?
Let me tell you that Poinciana is not a weed. It's not a declared weed. I had a look at the list of declared weeds. Nowhere is listed as a weed. But as for the introduced species, I would like to know if the listener would like us to go and remove all the tamarind trees too, because they're introduced species, or all the other species actually we use in the territory. We use as many native trees as possible, as we can, but we can use non-native trees, introduced species, as long as we look after them and we take care of them.
Murray, have you got any good suggestions of some native trees that might be an avenue to not
look,
be
the I don't at the moment. Sorry, you caught me off guard on that. Yeah. But the mayor's missing the point on weeds. We have environmental weeds. We have a lot of weeds that are introduced species. The declared list is just a list to where legislative action can be enforced. That's all that means. It doesn't cover all weeds. Indeed, Poncianas are considered a weed in many areas of North Queensland. They do have an ability to spread.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Murray. Appreciate your call. 1300 057 222. Another text says, weren't Ponciana trees on the council's do not plant after Cyclone Max? Don't know about that.
There was a review done for trees to plant. Poinciana was not considered because some people expressed the same opinion like Murray, that it was a weed. Do you want to know a weed? Coffee bush is a weed. And if you look around Darwin, it's especially down in the Esplanade, in the escarpment, it's full of coffee bush. Now, that's a real weed. Poincianas are not a weed because it's not declared. And in Queensland now, there are actually actively councils plant poincianas because of their beauty.
Steer.
It's a beautiful story.
On ABC Radio Darwin.